You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When I saw them for the first time, I was like, oh, they're singers. Big guy. Coheed Cambria.
Big guy?
Yeah, well, he was. It's like Blues Traveler. Did you ever listen to them?
Love them.
Great band, ahead of their time. Their lead singer,
John massive Popper. Dude. He's lost a ton of weight. Yeah, give that guy a lot of credit, man.
And he used to just wear a vest full of harmonicas.
He was
just pull them out throughout the show and play. Yeah, he was great. Ooh,
I mean, that hook, man. Woo. Let me tell you, that's some of the best music you'll hear back in the day.
The hook I do know this band.
Yeah, yes. The hook will bring you down.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, man.
Yeah, they were great. They were ahead of their time. Or maybe they were perfect for their time. I don't know. I think they would thrive today, though.
Yeah, shout out to your friend on this
yeah,
song.
Big Al. So I want to get into what Vern said, but this I sent you guys yesterday because I didn't even realize this happened with the Twin series. With that Woods Richard, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, I didn't realize this until you sent the John Boy Media thing yesterday. Yeah.
So listen to this audio, because maybe you guys recognize, if you did, shame on you for not letting us know in the text line. Come on now. Come on, somebody. But this was in the Twins game.
So Melendez is on second base. Simeon Woods Richard is looking at him, staring at him, takes a deep breath, smiles, blows him a kiss. Wait, what? Throws the pitch. It gets hit for a single over the first baseman's head. First and third now. Same inning. Isbell's up, and he hits a bouncer off the plate, but he's fast, so he beats it out. Isbell becomes the next talking point of this video because him and Woods Richardson have a lot going on. In his next at-bat, it's a 2-0 count, which usually means you're going to swing big, but he, you can see his eyes darting. He sees where the third baseman's playing. They're shifted a little bit at him, so he's like, I'll lay down a 2-0 bunt. Lays down the bunt. Pitcher stumbles over himself. Okay, we're moving on to the sixth inning now, where Woods Richardson is still on the mound, and he got strike one and then strike two, and he's feeling good. Fastball to finish it. Doesn't get the call. Does a little spinorama. I don't know. Think that was in there. Next pitch. Gets him swinging again. Says, yep. Now Isbell's the next batter, and he says, oh, you gonna bunt again? Hey, what's up, dude? You gonna bunt again? Good to see you. And you can see that Isbell sees this. His eyes kind of like look towards the pitcher's mound. He's like, what? And the first pitch of the at-bat, does he bunt? No, he takes him deep for a home run. Bunt? I already did that. Now I'm going to prove I can hit a homer. Simeon Woods Richardson looking up like, ugh.
So I didn't know that happened.
I didn't either. I need more on that, too.
Yeah, right? So like blows him a kiss, fails. Kyle Isbell goes up 2-0, looks down the third base line, throws a bunt down. You have got to respect that. That sounds like Bob Fesco basketball or baseball 101.
Absolutely. I don't understand why more guys don't do that. It just doesn't make any sense.
And then he shows Isbell like a bunting motion. You can watch the video on John Boy Media on Twitter. And he shows like, you going to bunt? Like he says, are you going to bunt again? Mm-hmm. And Isbell kind of looks at him like, this mother.
Yeah. You know?
And then bang, home run. So Minnesota thinks they got a hog. That they can flex towards the Royals and push them around. Mm-hmm. And the Royals said, hold my beer.
I hate the fact that Isbell, though, hit that home run in that situation. Like, do that every at bat, right? Like, why? You see athletes do this a lot where the situations, you know, get like this, for example, and then boom, you hit one out of the ballpark because you want to show that guy up. use that aggression on every at-bat. It would serve the team well if you went up there and pretended like Woods Richardson was pitching to you every single time and you start lacing them all over the field. Like, part of me is like, that's cool, but part of me is like, you needed that to go out there and get a hit? Like, come on now.
But he started with the bunt.
Yeah.
And the funny thing to me is that Woods Richardson tried multiple times to be that guy. You're not that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You are a Richard. He's not my Richard of the week. We'll get to that a little bit later at 9 o'clock on this Friday. But like, that's hilarious to me.
Oh,
like,
I love it. Yeah.
You tried to flex, not once, not twice, but three times, and you were out flexed.
Yeah.
Like, you know, blowing a kiss to MJ Melendez and then
in April?
Yeah.
When you're on the Twins?
And then you lose 3 out of 4. Which is the retaliation that the Royals got out of that.
Was that before or after he headbutted the ball as he fell on the ground into foul territory?
Well, that's in that a whole collage. It's part of that.
Okay.
So that's the bunt.
That's the bunt. That was the bunt. Okay.
Yeah, and he slid head first.
He slid head first. So he's doing this stuff after he embarrassed himself, right?
Oh, yeah.
After he looked like a little leaguer. After he looked like a fat guy in beer league softball.
That's right.
After he looked like an old man falling down, not getting their tapioca pudding. After he looked like a weeble wobble, but he did fall down. After he fell down like the fat kid at the pool, like I was, made a big splash and headbutted the ball out.
Geek.
Right, exactly. Like, they make fun of you. Oh, I gotta put my shirt back on because I got all my roles
tiny
showing here. Right.
Voices.
So after he made an ass of himself, he still did all of that and then became a bigger ass.
That's right.
Okay, I'm just making sure the timeline is correct.
Speaking,
what the hell was that?
Yeah. Speaking of an ass, Vern went full red ass yesterday on the postgame show.
Who are we throwing at, and who's throwing that ball when we see Cleveland?
No, I've been talking about this, thinking about this for a while. I love where your head's at, Charlie. Hunter Harvey's my choice. Ursegg can do it as well. Who do I want? Well, you hit our leadoff hitter. We're coming right back at Stephen Kwan. That's my mindset. Hey, way too early in the season to think to allow a division foe to think that they can own the inside part of the plate and there's going to be no retribution if one slips. Kwan Ramirez, that Manzardo kid, did not care for what I saw from him when they were at Kauffman Stadium, meaning he just hit the ball really well. So, listen, I know it sounds silly. It sounds barbaric. So be it. An eye for an eye. I want retribution in Cleveland. I want revenge in the Bronx. And I want to remind the Tigers that it ain't your time just yet.
I mean, give me a beer and a couch. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, Vern's ready to go. Hearing that from Vern is pretty good, right? Because he's like a normal guy.
He's the one that's always setting us down to be like, listen, kids, Caglio may not even be up this year. But when he is up, it's not going to be a good thing because that means somebody, and you're like, oh, man, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, right.
To, like, talk some sense into my mind, Vern. Vern wants
Cags
it now.
Cags may be playing first if Vinny keeps hitting 178.
Or Cags keeps hitting balls 120.9 the opposite way, 12th hardest ball hit in the Statcast era if he was in the Major League Baseball organization. But again, like, dude, Vern wants it.
Yeah.
Vern, and that's the guy that's always cool. That's like if something happens to you in a game, your dad looks at you and gives you that nod like, go do it.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, dad said I could. Like, hey, this kid punched me in the back of the head in the playground. I want you to go up to that kid, and I want you to punch him back.
That's what I tell my kids all the time.
And if you get in trouble, we'll talk about it at the house.
Mm-hmm. And that's just between the two of them.
Yeah. You know? I'm going to put you in the room, lock the door, and you guys come out.
Punch her back. Right. What do I care?
You know? So that's Vern. Punch back.
Yeah.
That's the narrative of this Cleveland series.
I hate the fact that he said Stephen Kwan because I want Stephen Kwan on my team.
But he murders the Royals.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I want him on my team, right? So he doesn't kill the Royals anymore. Mm-hmm. But also, too, he wears a hoodie under his jersey. Like, I kind of respect, but I really like Stephen Kwan. Like, if you said I could pick a guy off the Guardians to have on this team, obviously Jose Ramirez is that guy. More logically speaking, Stephen Kwan's a great baseball player, man. I'd love to have him on this team. Give you a little bit of a bat in the lineup and can, you know, move runners over and play some good defense. Like, I really like Stephen Kwan. But he may be the guy you have to pull, you know, the plunk.
Because Vern says do it early and do it early in the season.
See, that's where I make these guys think. Hell, I'd make them think all year. Last time you face him, last at bat, boom, nail the guy. Like, oh, we've been waiting all year long for this. Yeah, you've been thinking about it all year long, and now you finally get to wear it. There's something about that for me that makes them, you know, kind of cringe when they get back into that box because they know it's coming. They just don't know when.
I want a riding two-seamer on the hip or in the rib cage. I want it. This feels like WWE. Go. The text line brought up a good point. Go sign Kyle Farnsworth for a day.
Kyle Farnsworth.
Seen that guy lately? Jacked. Even more so.
He's always been jacked.
Yeah, but now it's even bigger.
What's he doing?
Lifting weights,
he's
apparently.
He's not playing anymore, though, right? No, like, that guy's got to be in his 50s.
He's doing a lot, man. All I know is that guy's jacked. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about Mike Florio, because in the rundown, Bob just put F Florio. We'll explain what that means. On the other side on Fesco and Dusty.
Guy's a douche.
96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Hey, guys, it's Dusty Likens, and let's talk about...
He got Jayhawk for life getting down right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were at school together at the same time. I mean, this was my freshman year at KU. We used to, you know, we had a party we did at KU where it required to have, let's just say, pine trees at the party. So we would go around in the middle of the night and cut down trees all over Lawrence and out in the country and stuff like that. And that was some of the best times of my life. And we called them tree runs. You go out there and just cut down pine trees on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. And it was great. And we had this one guy, Jason Zimmerman, and he drove this horrible red fire truck looking thing. And this was the only tape that he had, tape in his car at the time was
What's
this.
That?
And
like,
so we listened
like
to
duct tape.
Yes.
So Scotch?
It was this over and over and over again as we're out there cutting down trees. The worst part was we were out there. We went over the railroad tracks, cut down trees. Train came and parked. We were stuck out there for hours.
Oh.
You ever get stuck behind the train?
That's the worst.
Got these hours pine trees were standing the out there. We didn't have beer or anything back then.
That's like the train that goes through the area where like the Rieger is and Knuckleheads.
Yes, exactly. You get stuck behind
brutal.
That. You're screwed. Oh, yeah.
You might as well just put it in park
and just sit.
And lean back.
Just sit, man. Get out of your car and tailgate at that point in time.
I've been behind that thing twice.
Oh, it's awful.
Brutal.
Yeah. They need to build a bridge.
Something.
Over the top of that track, because there really is no way around it. The last time we went down there right at the beginning of January, and we went for Diane Houston's birthday. Happy birthday, Diane, back in January. We got stuck, like, we're supposed to meet at 4. We're there at, like, the train tracks at 3:50. Got inside, like, 4:30. And I was like, the hell is going on with the damn train? And then it goes back and forth and back and forth. Like, come on now. So somebody needs to build a bridge over that there. Maybe Q can get that done before he leaves office.
Yeah.
Get something built down there over those train tracks.
That'd be a win.
It would be. Like in a baseball stadium, might as well build a bridge.
Okay. Those pine trees make it hard to breathe. Not speaking of elevation, speaking of the weed. that's not originally mine. That goes to Baker Blankenship, who will be at Grinders eventually later on in May. Can't wait to go see that young upcoming artist. Somebody says on the text line, Dusty singing Boxcar Racer was a random Friday surprise. Please do a whole segment as Tom DeLonge. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. That's a patio session conversation for that later on in the summer. But you said F Florio.
That's exactly right. I think most of Kansas City agrees. Nobody likes this guy, right? Nobody likes Mike Florio, right?
I thought we liked him now. We had him on the radio.
We had a nice conversation, but he continues to poke the bear, right? And
he
I'm the bear.
He took a deuce in front of me in the bathroom at the airport.
he did, true, right?
Walked right in there, man.
Did he wash his hands?
I don't know. I didn't stick around long enough.
Yeah.
I said, go ahead, man. I'm P-Shy. I'm going to go in the stall. He goes, me too. And I was like, oh, yeah, go ahead then. Straight down.
Wow.
You got to go, man.
You got to go. I mean, like. He said
me too to the P-Shy?
No, just to the stall.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, me too. I was like, oh, okay.
All right, I got to use the stall. Go for it.
Breaking news.
Which is fine. Oh, my God, Mike Florio poops.
So my Super Bowl pretty much consisted of Rappaport in the pisser and Florio in the bathroom.
Hey, that's where all the good stuff takes place,
yeah,
man.
Dude.
All the conversations take place in the men's room, right?
Take it away, Bob. Why do you hate this guy?
So we talk about Christmas Day, and we've kind of decided we're not really in favor of playing every year on Christmas Day, right?
I think we made that evidently obvious.
I think we made that perfectly clear. Like, one was fine, two okay, because you're promoting a new network now, wanting to be on Christmas Day every year. You know, I don't think Chiefs fans really want that, quite honestly. But now I want it, because Mike Florio doesn't. And I want to stick it to Mike Florio. And it's not the fact that he doesn't want the Chiefs. It's what he says about the Kansas City Chiefs, which actually makes sense, but it doesn't hold weight to where the NFL has been doing things for years. And I'll explain that in a moment. Quote, Mike Florio, The Chiefs won't permanently be competitive and relevant. They won't have Patrick Mahomes forever, wrote Florio. They won't have Taylor Swift indefinitely. It's far better to have flexibility in the event that the Chiefs become not a great team at some point down the line. That's what Mike Florio is saying about the Chiefs being a participant on Christmas Day, when every year on Thanksgiving we're subjected to the Dallas Cowboys and Detroit Lions. Now, you may say, oh, the Lions are good. The Lions have not been good for 50 years prior to now, 60 years prior to now. The Dallas Cowboys haven't been relevant since Blues Traveler was putting out hits. The last time they won and played in a conference championship was 1996, long before Mac was even on planet Earth. So if Mike Florio...
Long before.
Well, what year were you born?
98.
Okay, yeah, it's two years. Okay. I mean, that's a long time, man. That's 700 days before you were born. Your parents weren't even thinking about you at that point in time, right?
True.
And so that's the last time the Dallas Cowboys did anything relevant. They did. Yeah, they definitely were thinking about you.
Yeah, exactly. A lot to worry about.
Yeah, a lot going on. So, but that put it in perspective. You were not alive the last time the Dallas Cowboys were a relevant football team. And you've been subjected to them on Thanksgiving Day.
Whole life.
For your entire life, which we all have. And we're all tired of it. But yet we continue to roll out the Dallas Cowboys and Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving Day because they use the word tradition. Oh, it's always been tradition. Okay, great. Fine. Then if you want to start a new tradition and make it the Chiefs, you can't come back and say they're not going to be relevant forever because the Dallas Cowboys haven't been relevant in 30 years and the Detroit Lions weren't relevant for 40, 50, 60 years prior to Dan Campbell arriving and then being relevant for the last 2 years. And so if you want to play the relevancy game, you're playing it wrong because the other major holiday that we have during the football season has two of the most irrelevant franchises when it comes to actually doing something, playing on Thanksgiving Day. So he can take that logic and shove it up his ass.
Mm.
I completely agree with you when it comes to the Detroit Lions aspect of it. The devil's advocate for the Cowboys would be that they are a brand.
So are the Chiefs.
Well, that would be my next question. Does that brand of the Chiefs stay after Mahomes, Kelce, and Swift? And I'm asking because the Cowboys brand,
I think, for whatever reason,
it's staying.
Yeah, I see your because Jerry Jones is a master marketer.
Yeah, there it is.
And,
yes.
and he is a charlatan.
Barnaby.
Barnum and Bailey, sir. Yeah, yes, yeah, he's P.T. Barnum is who he is. He is P.T. Barnum of the NFL, and he's done a great job of that. Ooh, we gave a guy the number zero. You would have thought the Dallas Cowboys went out and built a new stadium in Plano, and they're going to play home games in Kansas City. And you know, the conversation that took place because they gave some guy the number zero, which represents the amount of Super Bowls they have since 1996. You would have thought that was something spectacular. Oh, the Dallas Cowboys gave a guy zero. Okay, everybody's talking about that, right? Because he does a great job at marketing. He does. I'll give Jerry Jones that. He's brilliant at that. He sucks at football. And when I sit down on Thanksgiving, I know I'm going to be subject to the Dallas Browns or the St. Louis Bengals and have to watch some crap game being taken place down there in Big D. And then you watch Detroit, and for 40 years it sucked, 50 years it sucked. It was awful football. But you like the Honolulu Blues. You're like, okay, fine. There's a turducken there, and Madden's going, hey, boom. And so you watch. But now, you know, you're talking about the Chiefs, and I think they are laying the groundwork. I think Mark Donovan and Clark Hunt are doing a hell of a job when they use the term, we want to be the world's team. They know that Patrick Mahomes isn't going to be here forever. That's why they want to get the new stadium built. Get a dome on this thing. Get Super Bowls here. Get people in the stadium while Patrick Mahomes is still relevant. He's 30 this year, guys.
Jeez, so old.
Patrick Mahomes is 30 already. That happened like a blink of an eye, right?
Thanks, coach. He's not 30 till September.
Whatever. But this football season, he's 30 years old.
Yeah.
They know the end is coming. It is for everybody, right? It happens in sports. But meanwhile, while people are tweeting out pictures of all these private jets lined up at Augusta, that's the downtown airport on Sundays when the Chiefs play here. So they understand that it's going to be reaching its end. That's why the Chiefs continue to go out there and get marketing rights in other countries. They continue to go out there and marketing their team. They're doing it better than everybody else because they're getting ahead of it. They are following the Dallas Browns kind of playbook right now. If you look at it, what they're doing today and marketing themselves all over the world is setting themselves up for when Patrick Mahomes leaves. Because I believe anyway, and I know this isn't for everybody, but you're a fan of a team, you're a fan of a team, right? And so if you can get people in now while Patrick Mahomes is doing his thing, you make them fans of this team, they're going to be fans for life. And I speak for people that I know that live in Europe, that I've had dinner with in Europe, that are Chiefs fans because of Mahomes, but now they're in. They're in now. They're like, I love this. This is great. This is so awesome.
Must be nice.
So the Chiefs are doing some great things right now by marketing themselves and selling themselves worldwide, creating this brand now that they have Patrick Mahomes, that when Patrick does leave, they still have this magnificent brand. And they are the number one team in the NFL. Nobody watches more teams play football than the Chiefs. More people watch the Chiefs than anybody else. That is a fact. They bring in the highest television numbers. They are America's team. They want to be the world's team. They get it. They're doing a great job of setting themselves up for when Patrick and Andy and Travis and Chris, all these guys are gone and the next wave comes in, they're still out there and they're still one of the preeminent teams out there. And if the Dallas Browns and Jerry Jones can do it, so can the Kansas City Chiefs. So that's why I resent Mike Florio for saying that. They're not always going to have Patrick Mahomes and Taylor Swift. You're right. And the Dallas Cowboys aren't always going to have Troy Aikman, but yet somehow they pop up on every Thanksgiving and are on my screen watching subpar quarterbacks and teams play every single Thanksgiving that I have to suffer through. So, yeah, there's going to be a downtime for the Chiefs, but they're still one of the best brands out there, and Florio can stick it.
How long ago was it you said the Cowboys is 96?
96.
Oh. The last time we won a Super Bowl, I could still get hard without taking a pill. Nowadays, yeah. My dinger just looks like a wet biscuit.
Gross.
Alex Gold's got a real big dinger.
So now I'm in favor of it, just to tick Florio off.
Like, no, that's fine.
I'm not, because I don't want to have that Christmas Day game every year. But if it's gonna, you know, if it's gonna make people mad, I'm for it.
Yeah, boy, he did tick him off.
He did backpedal when we said the retirement thing though on Radio Row. We're like, remember when he said anything, like Andy Reid?
Oh yeah.
First off, I hadn't said that he was going to.
You did.
But okay, and he did give the. The one phase, like, well, first off, I'm like, easy, easy, bud. You wrote it. I'm just saying it. Sounds weird. Like, doesn't it? Well, they normally have these things done before. Well, they didn't, but they, you know,
yep.
2 days later, if you could have just waited instead of having this egregious take.
Maybe Andy Reid said, let's talk after the season too, Mike.
Yeah,
because that does happen. I know Vlad Guerrero's different. He actually negotiated a contract during a season and we don't see that. I guarantee you, Andy Reid said, I'm focused on winning a championship, yes. Clark. Let's just talk next week when this is over. Okay.
I'm locked in.
Yeah.
Don't distract
me. Clark's not talking to Andy this week.
Well, and like, you never know, like maybe Kelsey's washed.
All right, take two.
I mean, Florio thinks that Andy Reid's going to retire. A lot of people thought that Travis Kelce should have retired after last year.
Yeah, I agree, Carrington. Travis Kelce's the worst tight end. You're right, Rob. He's so old, and he can't do anything right. You're right, Carrington. Travis Kelce is washed. Correct, Rob. Go to break.
All right, go to one word. Okay. Oh, by the way, breaking news. Timeout. Breaking news in the NFL world. There's a quarterback landing in the NFC in the AFC North.
Hey.
Yeah. Browns.
Browns?
Joe Flacco.
You got to be kidding.
I'm not. Go to Adam Schefter's Twitter. Oh, yeah. So
they're bringing Joe Flacco back.
Oh, yeah. And Deshaun Watson is going to prove everybody that he's back, too.
Back what?
I don't know.
Because the quarterback thing is done for him.
Yeah, Flacco to the Browns. I want to break that news real quick.
Oh, that's fantastic.
40 plus. By the way, Mahomes is 30. Flacco's 40. And he's going to the Browns, who have the number 2 overall pick, correct?
Hang on a second. Did you see this news by Alex Gold?
No.
In a last-minute effort this morning, the Kansas House is voting on a budget provision that could put sports betting at risk in the state.
What?
They adjourn later today for the remainder of the year. Get Alex on the phone.
As I say, we should call Alex. Let's do Alex. Yeah, you can call him, I guess. I don't know if he'll answer. He might still be putting his waffles together. He seems like an ego guy. Butter only. He eats Cheerios raw. So, again, read that again. Sorry. By the way, Cleveland gets Joe Flacco, but this is more important.
Yeah, this is more important. Sources: sports betting apps could go dark in Kansas. In a last-minute effort this morning, the Kansas House is voting on a budget provision that could put sports betting at risk in the state. They adjourn later today for the remainder of the year. A provision in the proposed state budget would no longer allow the Kansas Lottery to negotiate or renew deals with sports betting operators. Deals with apps such as FanDuel, DraftKings, BetMGM could expire. The House was one vote short of an override, but is likely to attempt a vote again today when the House gavels at 9 o'clock. The 2025 legislative session ends later on today.
That's interesting.
Well, it's stupid if we're doing... I mean, what are you
can
doing?
Can you do that?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess you can.
Let's ask Alex.
Goldie, what's up, brother?
What's going on, man? Yeah, this is something that was kind of developing late last night, and so... It's not a situation where it's as if tomorrow your sports betting is going to end or anything like that, but there's a chance that If a certain provision passes today where Kansas is wrapping up their session for the year today, and then the budget, there's a provision that would prevent the Kansas lottery from negotiating or renewing deals that they already have in place with, let's say, a FanDuel or a BetMGM, DraftKings, et cetera, you name it. And so if that were to happen, you could have these deals expire, which would mean sports betting would go dark. So that's what's at stake here. The governor had already vetoed this line item, but the veto was overridden yesterday in the Senate. And then in the House, they tried to override it yesterday, and it failed by a vote. So the thought is today they're going to try to override it again. And so that's why I put it out there this morning. It's like it literally is one of those things that is kind of a last minute thing that people should try to reach out if they want to keep sports betting around, reach out to the representatives and let them know that this is something that they voted for, something that they want to make sure doesn't stop.
What's the reasoning for doing this? Like, why does Kansas feel the need to do something so obtuse and stupid? Well, I mean, so it's Kansas, but yeah, whatever. So are we getting weed?
So a couple things. Basically, there are some politicians in Topeka that from the very beginning, remember, this thing barely passed. Right. And even out of the legislature a couple of years ago. So there's some that are still kind of unhappy that it even exists. There's some that don't believe the state's getting enough revenue from sports betting. And there's also a belief that the state could run this as what they call a single source operator model. And not to get too nerdy with it, but there's a few states that do it. Essentially, the state would take it in-house and then contract out to somebody that would then operate one app throughout the entire state, which is, don't even get me started, could be a horrific idea. Wait,
so you would only have one app to utilize potentially in the state, which that like there's competition. I mean,
that's correct. That's what in competition is usually what's best for everybody. Right. But that is potentially what could be going on here as well. Like if you're acting like, what's the end goal with this? If it actually were to prevent the Kansas lottery from negotiating deals with these providers, that could be the end game, potentially, that the state believes that they could maybe run this in-house and do it better, which is laughable, obviously.
Well, the state can't do anything better than a private entity in any state. That's just not the state. I mean, look at the political nature of our area right now. I can't even agree on where we're going to build a stadium for this. I mean, so, right. I mean, this is...
That's the other part, Bob. Though you mentioned the stadium, that's the other part. While you're trying to get the Chiefs and/or Royals to Kansas, you want to mess up potentially sports betting, which we know is something teams are very in favor of. It doesn't make any sense.
So, Alex, and real quickly, two things. What's the simplest way that you can explain what's happening?
Yeah.
For the average listener, I know that there was a lot of big words. I mean, sure. I get it, but like in the simplest form, what is happening and what is trying to be developed here?
Sure. I would say that sports betting, the way you know it in the state of Kansas, is at risk of changing. And you may not have the same options to bet in the future if something like this does get overridden today. That's as simple as that. It's mm-hmm. not going to go dark tomorrow. It's not going to end tomorrow. But any new deal that needs to be signed or renewed after June of this year potentially could be unable to be negotiated. So therefore, you wouldn't be able to have your FanDuels or DraftKings apps in the state.
Which apps are at stake for this? Like which ones are expiring?
So that was my question talking to some people last night. I was never able to get a clear answer on that. I was told that the deal, when this launched 2 years ago in Kansas, the maximum length of any of these deals were 5 years. The shortest could be three. It'll be 3 years in September. So I've reached out to some other people trying to figure that exact thing out, because I'm fascinated by that as well. Are these deals all ending in September? Are they ending in 2 years? Is it one app? Is it five apps? That I haven't been able to get clarity on.
Yeah, because like FanDuel could have an expiration of tomorrow. BetMGM could have one of next year.
Right.
That kind of stuff. ESPN Bet just kind of came in recently. They're kind of new, on the scene. When does their kind of license expire? Like, why has this been something that nobody's been kind of talking about?
I'll be honest. I was only made aware of this less than 24 hours ago. It was pretty late last night, actually. This is my understanding is, for those that don't know, like the state budget is trying to be passed right now, right, and the session is wrapping up. And so there's so many different things. And basically this was an item that was vetoed by the governor, but there was apparently some assurance that this would not be tried. They would not try to override this by some in the Senate and the House, and yet that's exactly what they've tried to do. So I don't know why that, you know, trying to sneak it through. Who knows? Politics, I guess, is the answer.
Yeah, no, it is. And so I guess I'm just, you know, kind of confused. Has any other state done something this stupid?
Well, I don't know about, you know, changing it after it's already been up and running, but I will say that when I referenced the potential end game, worst-case scenario with this is that the state tries to do a one-operator model. Washington, D.C. Did this when it first launched, even though they were one of the first jurisdictions to launch, and they have since completely gone to the model that most states are doing. It was such a disaster when they had this one company that was trying to operate. Oregon, I think New Hampshire, Delaware, some of these other states, you look at the way they operate. Ask anybody, if you know anybody that lives there, it is not the best situation for if someone that just likes to hop on your phone and bet. It's a way different operation than what we are used to now in Kansas, or what Missouri is going to launch eventually here in a couple months.
Alex, lastly, what does this mean for Missouri moving forward?
Yeah, I don't think it means, you know, it doesn't impact their situation, although it could give them all of a sudden an advantage, right? Mm-hmm. The same way we've talked about Kansas having the advantage for a couple of years. If, in fact, this goes through and it ends up being the end game that potentially could happen, then, yeah, Missouri would become the better place to wager.
Brother, we appreciate it. We know you got a show to do today for 4 hours. Thanks for hopping on with us, Alex Gold of Cody and Gold from 10 to 2. I'm sure you will have more of this probably in the 10 o'clock hour today.
Yep, thanks, guys.
You bet. Alex Gold there with your gambling update. So we could see some of them going dark. If you missed that, we will play some cuts from Alex later on in the show. But coming up on the other side.
I mean, just when you think people are stupid, they become dumber.
Mm. I mean, it's nuts. It's nuts. We'll get to the Idle Field question on the other side. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
We'll replay some stuff that Alex Gould had to say that kind of broke the day this morning with the possibility of a few gambling websites going dark. Can't ask for a better time to get breaking news than in the 7 o'clock hour.
I mean, my goodness, right?
Hello. Somebody in the text line did chime in from the 816 about what Alex was talking about, how it could affect a few gambling sites like a DraftKings and a FanDuel, and then it would just be a one-app sort of thing.
Yeah.
So from the 816, I moved from Kansas to Florida, and I can confirm that the one-app model is ridiculous. They screw you on odds. Same parlay in Kansas, plus 1,600. Same parlay in Florida, plus 550.
Yeah, that is a total screw job. But that's what you get when you don't allow competition. Let's put it to you in a simple term. What if only one company was allowed to sell gasoline in the state? What do you think their prices would be, right? Huge, through the roof, right? You eliminate competition, you screw the consumer. It's not that hard to figure that out. That is simple math. Mm-hmm. You bring in another gas station, now all of a sudden that guy's 10 cents lower. What's the other guy going to do? He's going to lower his prices so he can get in there and have the customers come on board. And so if you're the state, having competition is great for the consumer, but for the state to have the one app and to do it themselves, it's better for them. And they're going to do what they feel is better for them and not what's better for the consumer. See, we've lost that over the years, right? We're supposed to do what's the... I took, and I know people laugh at this. We had to take a class at the school that I went to called Journalism Ethics, right? And you laugh, ha, ha, ha. But one of the things that I took away from that class some 30 years ago now is you've got to do the greatest good for the greatest number of people. And we have forgotten that in this country. We've got to do what the greatest good is for the greatest number of people. And the greatest good is to have competition. And it's to not try to have one app in the state that's going to govern what the odds are and gambling and all that kind of stuff. People aren't going to go for that. Nobody wants that. And so Kansas, by even considering this, is making a major mistake. It's just so ridiculous, and it continues to show that why that state is set in the 1950s and why people are moving out of the state instead of into the state. And Laura Kelly said that, by the way, years ago. We got to make Kansas cool for young people. Well, if they get rid of the gambling and they don't have weed, you ain't making Kansas cool for the young people.
Yeah. Sucks. Terrible. It's the Walmart effect. They come in and they run everybody out of town, and then you have nowhere else to go but one place, and they know it, and you know it.
And I watched that happen to Seguin, Texas, and it sucked, man.
We'll light it up a little bit as we'll get into the out of left field question here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. I brought this up because I think gambling for some, because somebody was like, keep crying about it, gambling addicts. I think some people have a guilty pleasure when it comes to gambling. Like, that makes the game better. It doesn't make you an addict. It makes you be like, oh, you know what? I live in Kansas. It's 1-1 in the bottom of the eighth. I'm going to take the Royals on the money line.
Throw $5 on a game and see how much different your body feels when you're watching a game.
Oh, it's crazy.
You get the adrenaline rush and all this kind of stuff.
Throw $10 on Bryson DeChambeau and see how much you get involved with the Masters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So 913-586-7965. Bob, Mac, whoever else wants to chime in. What would you say your biggest guilty pleasure is?
Chocolate and peanut butter.
Really?
It's that easy.
So that Nutty Buddy cream pie was a bad thing to do?
God, yes, yes. I can't buy it, you know, because I just eat it all. So, yes, chocolate and peanut butter.
You got any more of them Nutty Buddy cream pies?
Yeah.
Mac, you got a guilty pleasure? Is it cuties? Cougars?
I think it's cougars for Mac,
probably,
right?
Probably cougars for me. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know. Basic stuff.
Music-wise, for me, it's like the 1975. Like, I am way too old to be listening to that music. And some people will say you're never too old for music. Well, I'm in love with you, 37-year-old dude from the suburbs. Listen to, you know, that music. That's probably a big guilty pleasure for me.
And video games for me, that's probably one.
Yeah.
Still playing NCAA, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like, yeah, okay.
But I mean, you're from that generation that kind of, like, made that okay. Yeah. Like, my generation, like, once you got into high school, it's like, you know, once you got out of high school, it's like, really, dude? And then it's like, well, we'll go to college and we play for money. It's like, well, yeah. And then there are those guys like, yeah, I go to my room. I got a game sesh. Got to put the headset on the chair.
Oh, yeah.
Do your thing, though. You know, whatever.
It's gotten so bad, though, like Major League Baseball players, they don't even hang out with each other anymore. They're in their rooms playing video games. That sucks.
That sucks.
The cool guys are in the back of the plane, though. That's where you want to go.
Yeah, you do want to go back there. But, I mean, like most of these guys now, they used to hang out and, you know, do whatever and have fun with each other and whatnot. Now they just go to their rooms and they play video games. Seems lame to me.
Yeah, what did we hear? One of the biggest, like, acquired things for Super Bowl, like the Chiefs were bringing down like their PS5s.
Yeah,
yeah, they have a little like game suitcase. Yeah. You just open it up, boom, TV. Yeah.
It's a new world. Music wise, 1975, definitely up there. Food wise, guilty pleasure, bread. Dude, I'm just a bread lord.
Yes.
It's
so bad, but it's so
good. Oh, it's terrible. I had an entire bread bowl the other night from Panera. That's all I got was a broccoli cheese bread bowl. I don't want to look at the caloric intake I had.
Smash.
But gone.
Or the salt intake, for that matter.
Yeah. I mean, I had a protein shake for lunch, so it was good. But for dinner, I went a little heavy. Probably a lot of butter in there.
Did you eat the bread bowl, too?
Everything.
Yeah, everything, yeah.
The top, the little top. Like, little top, everything, dude. I'm just sitting there looking like a rabbit, dude, with a carrot, but with, like, a bread bowl. Like, so, it's edible. Doesn't mean you have to eat it.
Like the taco salad when they serve it in the big taco shell?
I'll eat that entire thing.
How do you not eat that thing, right?
Especially when it's, like, a sog pit on the bottom where they stuck it to the beans to glue to the plate. Dear Lord. Zero bars that were chilled in the fridge from the 816. Blueberry donut holes from Quick Trip. That's a dangerous one, dude.
Blueberry donut holes.
Anything from Quick Trip's a guilty pleasure.
Yes.
Just walk in there, buy your beverage, and walk out. Just keep your vision straight. Don't go to the rollers, and now they have a pancake, sausage, breakfast roller. Don't do it.
It does look
you
good.
Want to. Oh, man. Music-wise, say anything less than Jake or my guilty pleasure. Yeah, that's a good one. Newfound glory at the age of 37. My friend's over you. I'm like, okay, I don't need to be listening to this at this age. Peanut butter and chocolate's a good one, though. God. Chocolate and caramel, that's another one. Probably shouldn't eat that. Caramel shouldn't be that liquefied. I don't even know if that's real caramel.
It is.
It's just so thin.
This guy says, independent contractor here, taking a random weekday off and sending the boys a picture of me golfing at lunchtime.
That's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, it's a guilty pleasure.
That's also a Richard move.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
You got your crew out there working and you're playing golf.
Yes.
Next time they want a day off and you say no, kiss my ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Drew Nixon took the day off yesterday. Definitely played golf.
Oh, I'm sure.
2 hour
watched
show,
a lot
though,
of it too.
You know,
yeah, whatever. I get it. Yeah, take your day, bro.
My guilty pleasure is horrible 80s slasher movies.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, movie-wise. Any crime documentary would be a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's recommended for me or for you. I'll watch it. Cinnamon roll donut from Casey's. My God, it's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Casey's Pizza, too, another one. The taco pizza.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
since you guys introduced that to me.
Did he introduce that to you?
Yes.
That was the first time you had it?
Yes. Had it many more times since.
Yeah. Specifically peanut Peter Pan honey peanut butter.
Oh my.
34-year-old Spice Girls, early Taylor Swift. I was a Swifty before being a Swifty was cool. Nice. Colby Calais from a 37-year-old man. Guilty pleasure. Be careful. Nickelback and Creed are guilty pleasures.
Nice.
Nickelback, Steven Spector's favorite band of all time.
Is it really?
I wouldn't make that up.
Yeah, and he saw them live. Yes, he told me about this.
What do you think Jay Binkley's guilty pleasure is?
Dip?
Yeah.
Hot cheese.
I don't think he's
and light beer.
I don't think he feels guilty about dips, though, man. Like, there's still some on this microphone from last night.
Dip, hot cheese, and light beer. Binkley would be a good Wisconsinite.
Somebody keeps asking me, why is it so thick? I don't know what that means.
I think you just said that. I think I need to go back and
Five Guys Cajun fries. Man, Backyard Burger was a guilty pleasure back in the day. Boy, was that a banger.
So good. What happened?
I don't know.
They went out of business.
Yeah, I know that.
I mean, it's pretty simple. They weren't good. They went out of business.
He was so upset. He's just like, I don't understand what he doesn't understand.
I don't understand why that place went out of business. When was the last time you were there? About 10 years. Well, that's why. I mean, nobody's going there.
Kept going.
Guilty pleasure, Paige Sporanic.
Don't got to be guilty about that, brother.
From the 913, Bob Fesco is my guilty pleasure. Signed, Paradise.
There you go. Look at Nick. Love you, brother. Guilty pleasure for me back in the day was watching the OJ trial. Today marks a year that that guy's been dead.
Wow. Damn.
I thought it was longer.
Really?
I mean, he's been dead to me since 96.
Well, now I remember because last year at this time, Jen and I went away for our anniversary. Shout out to my wife, 17 years tomorrow.
Mm.
Very lucky woman to have me. And so I remember being away and Josh getting so excited that OJ was dead because he could play all the Kevin Nealon. We talked about him yesterday.
Norm McDonald
stuff with OJ.
Yes.
OJ Simpson. Murderer. Somebody says, a year OJ's been dead.
Somebody says, guilty pleasure is chipping myself to death before my food comes out at a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, that is too.
Yeah, you just can't stop eating 19 tortilla shells.
I'll tell you what, though. I told you that story. Like, we were on vacation. We went to a place and free chip and salsa. But if you wanted a refill, they charge you for it. $1.99 for another basket of chips. $4.99 if you wanted more salsa and chips. Now, it was a salsa trio, a very nice trio. But I'll tell you what. You don't eat as many chips when you got to pay for the second round. And you realize, I don't need as many chips. Because, for every four chips you eat, it's one whole tortilla.
Don't say that.
Mm-hmm. There's a picture on the internet where they put four chips together and it is a
tortilla. It is a tortilla, because that's all they do.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Done, you know?
Last one of the day because it fits perfect for everything. My guilty pleasure from the 785 is smoking a joint in Missouri as a Kansas resident. Take the day. Coming up on the other side, Chiefs draft position odds. Mac has a way for you to make money at plus 2,500. Well,
not maybe. In Kansas.
96.5 The Fan, you're over Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.